Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my giggle team? My giggle squad? My gigglers? We need to like put our hands in a circle and be like, and
break.
Yeah.
And giggle.
And giggle. So we have a fucking episode today.
We really do.
A lot of life updates, some wild stories that I've been holding off not telling you about so I can get your authentic reactions.
Wow, I can't wait.
But first we have to address something important.
What is it?
You got curtain bangs.
No, I did.
I have a question.
Okay.
You're very proud of your curtain bangs, but how does this differ from you having a breakdown and getting bangs? If you put curtain in front of it, it doesn't sound as bad. Like, what's happening?
Here's the thing. I feel like because I can still put them behind my ears at like such, or I can pin them back and it's like I never got bangs. It's like her mental stability isn't.
We're not rock bottom.
We're not rock bottom. We're on our way for sure. We're on that path, but we're not there yet.
Yeah. We don't know what path it is, but we're on one. Also, how would you define curtain bangs? Because I've never heard of this shit until like 2 weeks ago when you were like, I'm doing it.
I had never heard of it either until I saw it on TikTok, honestly. And I just saw girls with like just like the most wavy long hair. And I was just like, I need a switcheroo because I'm not down with dyeing my hair because I'm too nervous about it. And I don't think I would really look good any other color than the color I am. So like I either have to like have a bob or I need to do something drastic with my cut. So the next, and I'm not going to get straight bangs because I'm not a sociopath.
Yeah.
So I was just like, we're curtaining it up. And I don't know. I don't know where the term curtain bangs came from. I just saw it on TikTok and I was like, I'm doing this.
I just feel like you're so much more adventurous than me with all your hairstyles. Like within the 3 years I've known you, you've reinvented yourself like fucking Madonna, where I'm still
I was just
here.
Gonna say that. My Madonna. I'm just like, I need a revamp on my look, people.
Like your brand has changed. And it's so funny because your hairdo like made you season one. Like I'm not trying to, like you were more than that, but like it was iconic.
Yeah,
and then you were like, I don't need that.
As the girl with the short hair.
Yeah, and you were like, watch me blow up without that haircut. And then I'm just still here with like my tangled, not brushed out middle part. But
yeah, but you switch up your color.
Okay.
Sometimes you're really light. Sometimes, like season one, Summer House, you were like practically blonde. Like your hair was very light.
Yeah, and then I was like 1 or 2 inches shorter my second season, which
yeah,
I mean, no guys would ever see that difference, but
we
girls would appreciate. I could shave my fucking head and be like, what's different about me? And they're like, you got new shoes? And I'm like, no, I'm bald. Guys literally can't process hair changes in hair. So then you wonder, like, why am I worried about 3 pounds when I could literally have a bob, and my boyfriend would be like,
and every time I would tell any guy like I'm cutting my hair like really short, they would be like, no, what, oh my god, you can't have a bob, like that's so weird. And like any guy that I said I was like, I'm getting bangs, they were like, I was like, not like Zooey Deschanel circa the New Girl, like not those type of bangs.
Even though she is pulls iconic. That shit off, no, I iconically
love, I love that show.
Next thing, we have like our notes page that we put stuff we want to talk about through the week. Mm-hmm. What did you, well, you put eyelash serum. What are you talking about?
Oh my God. Okay, I have to tell the girls. So I used to be obsessed with getting eyelash extensions, yeah. And Hannah hated them when I got them. Hated them.
No, you looked good, but you just didn't.
Sometimes I went overboard. Sometimes, yeah. I went overboard. Sometimes I would go in and I would just say to the lady, like, just fuck me up. You know?
And sometimes when you were drunk, like, two or three of the eyelashes would like be turned in the wrong direction. It would be like almost hitting your eyeball, and I like couldn't, yeah. focus on what you were saying, and I just wanted to pull them out, but I didn't want to ruin it. And it was hard for me.
Remember sometimes. How many times I'd have like eye problems?
Yeah.
With like my contacts and my lashes. Yeah. Okay, then I totally changed who I was this fall because, mm-hmm. I stopped getting eyelash extensions. Okay. I stopped wearing my contacts. I got LASIK eye surgery. Mm-hmm. So I'm all natural up here. Mm-hmm. So then I saw this girl on TikTok. I get all my professional all my news from TikTok.
Like I saw
this girl, and she was using two different eyelash serums, and she said that she had used them for 4 months and her eyelashes were crazy. Mm-hmm. So one of them is the Grande. You can get both of them on Amazon. Mm-hmm. One of them is Grande Lash. It's in like a gold thing. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is Rapid Lash. It's called Rapid Lash.
So
I put both of them on every single night.
How much do you put on?
You just do like how you would normally do it. Like you dip it in the thing, mm-hmm. and then do like one swoop on your, mm-hmm. lash line. I've started putting it in my eyebrows too.
Oh my God.
So I've been using it for a month. She said after 4 months her lashes were like insane. So we're testing it out.
If you put it on your chin, would you get a beard?
Probably.
It's worrisome. I feel like
put it on your nipples, Hannah. But anyway, so like I love tips and tricks for the girls, you know.
And if you want hairy nipples, now you know what to do. I have a little life update. Actually, it's not an update. It's something sad. It's something that I'm just gonna admit. I let my license expire after 2 years. I know some of you, you know, you see me, you're like, damn, Hannah's doing well. She's not.
Damn, Hannah's got it all together.
Literally had 2 years. 2 years. And first of all, I never wanted my driver's license. I was like, in the city, I never need to do it. We didn't have driver's ed in Manhattan high schools.
Which
and
is then so crazy to me.
No one does it. Literally no one.
Like when you turn 16 anywhere else, it's like, oh my, I went on my 16th birthday to get my driver's permit.
When I turn 16, I'm just like, damn, my metabolism's slowing down and I can't have muffins every morning. No, I was pretty good. I was still. Anyway, so I basically went to Wisconsin and whatever. I used buses and my teammates would drive me around. Went back to New York and never needed a license. And my dad was like, you need to be a grown up. You have to get a license. And I was like, fine. So,
I mean, in case of an emergency, what if you need to like just flee somewhere?
In case there's a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, like what if you're someone's just like, Hannah, keys, drive.
I'm trying to be successful enough that I just have drivers all
right,
the time.
I get that.
However, there have been awkward moments where I'm like in my friend's car and someone will be like, hey, can you move up a little? And I'm just like, no. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I don't know how. Next. Thank you, next.
Wait, so realistically, how many times have you driven?
So I drive around Shelter Island when I got my whatever practice license thingy and
permit.
I would drive around. Yeah, my permit. But there's no stop lights on Shelter Island. So it's like not real driving.
So you're literally driving in a field.
I'm driving in a parking lot, a big parking lot.
You're literally Amish and you have a horse and buggy.
I've drove like a handful of times with stoplights like in Riverhead or something. But then I had like two driving lessons in the city, which was the scariest thing ever. I lost confidence from that. And then my first driver's test I failed in Riverhead. My second one I went to the Bronx, which was wild. There's just like crazy, like some guy on a skateboard like jumped in front of me, and like it was just there's all these weird overpasses, whatever. All I know is I blacked out and somehow I, you're like laughing at me, but it's true. I was so nervous, but I somehow got in perfectly in the parking. What is it called when you back?
Parallel park.
Parallel park. Yeah. I was perfect with it. Don't know how it happened. Then the lady basically, as I'm going back, is like, okay, you passed. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And as I'm getting back in, I rammed the curb.
No. Did she still pass you?
Yeah. She just goes, Jesus Christ. And, or she said something, like she'd mumbled under her breath, and I was like, I'm so sorry. And she gives me the pass, and I walk outside, and my dad's waiting for me, and he goes, No. She did not just pass you. I go, yes, she did. We're leaving. Get out of here. We're leaving. And he goes, I'm making a citizen's arrest.
Before she changes her mind.
But my dad literally was like, you should be not on the road. So I'm like not feeling that good about myself, even though passed. So then I never had to drive, except like summer house. People were like, can you drive? And I'm like, I literally can't. And I don't know how to explain that to you. Like, I can't. I also have anxiety with driving.
Yeah. And, like, driving to the Hamptons is, like, no joke. Like, getting on the LIE is, like, not... You have to, like, be very cautious. And it's not even you. You have to be so cautious of other drivers.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever somebody wanted you to drive, I was like, no, I want to make it there. You know, yeah. Like, I was like,
do you want to live? Then no, I'm not driving. Yeah. And I don't want that responsibility. So I feel like if you live in the suburbs, you gain confidence because you're like always driving and the same. Like, you just gain confidence. Yeah. With me, where it's like if you drive in the city, you just hate, like, you get yelled at immediately.
Immediately. Like, people just start honking
at you. So I've never done it. So I got my fucking driver's license because my dad didn't. Then he told me that I didn't even deserve it. So then I guess it expired after like 2 years. But then... you have 2 years to renew it. I didn't know this. And I got all ready to renew it. But then COVID hit. And then I was kind of like, I guess I can't do it. Turns out all I had to do was go online. And they were letting, like, literally when we were at summer house, turns out at the end of August was when it officially expired to the point, I now have to take the test again. Paige, no, this is like my literal nightmare. I have so much anxiety about driving. I have to go take the written test next week. And then I have to sit through a 5-hour, whatever the fuck that is.
Like driver's course.
Driver's course. And then I have to do the test again. But part of me is happy, like maybe I'll like really get confidence. But part of me is like...
Wait, do you have to come back to the city to do the test or can you do it in like
I think I'm
going to
do it in Riverhead. But still, like, I'm so stupid.
Wait, this is actually hilarious. And if you don't document like you learning how to redrive, like you're a 90-year-old woman, you will miss out on some really good content.
But also people think driving's so easy. They're so confident in me. They're like, you're confident, get in the car. And then I'm like in the car and they're like, why'd you do that? And I'm like, because I'm scared.
Oh my God. So what makes you scared? Because I love driving. Like it's
because it's not part of my culture.
Just not who, like, I am. I don't identify with it.
I once was actually in Arkansas and my friend's hot brother was like, oh my God, you don't know how to drive? And I was like, no. And he's like, you could drive my car. And I was like, no. And he's like, no, you can. And I was like, this is stupid. And I literally almost got in an accident. And then he was like,
you know what you need? A Tesla.
They drive themselves. I know. I was just trying to wait for that. But like, oh my God. But what's happening is now I'm in a situation where I'm living in West Hampton. And there's so many times that I'm like, oh shit, if I had my license.
Yeah.
Stuff would be easier.
Because you can't take Ubers everywhere.
No. And like I'd force people around me to drive me everywhere. But it turns out I'm not that fun in the car. Apparently I just look at my phone the whole time.
Well, yeah, you're not. You're horrible at directions.
And I'm not good at directions.
You're not a co-pilot. The amount of times I feel like I've driven with you and have just been like manning the vehicle, also doing the directions, picking the songs.
I have some relationship advice for people. This is our mental health moment. It's not about who's so hot or who has more followers or whatever. It's about finding the person who's right for you. As in, if I dated a guy, I don't care if he's fucking Brad Pitt and he's bad at directions, we're not going to work because we will never even find our way home ever. Mm-hmm. Like, every day will be a nightmare being lost. So, like, even my best friends in life have always been good at directions. Like, we just gravitate towards each other. I'm like, I'm lost, little duckling. And they're like, follow me.
Another thing about driving and, like, cars in general, First of all, I feel like, okay, actually, let me circle back because I have a lot more to say about this than I anticipated. So many things happen in a car, like in the suburbs, like that are first times. Mm-hmm. Like the first time, like you make out with someone, like mm-hmm. a guy dropping you off at your home and like sitting in the driveway, like things like that. So like,
nope.
Being in a car to me with a significant other
good
is like
memories.
Such good memories and like a very big deal. If we have to drive for more than 30 minutes, more than 45 minutes, and we can't vibe out in that car together and mm-hmm. laugh and like listen to the same music and like someone turn a song on and be like, oh my God, I haven't heard the song in so long. I don't want it. I was dating someone one time and Hannah was in the car with me. Do you remember this?
I know exactly what you're gonna say.
Okay, so I was in the car and Hannah was in the car with me and I was dating this guy and
very nice car. Very nice.
Such a nice car. It's such a great car.
When the car would turn, it would like hug you. The seat yeah, would hug
we're
you.
Like great fucking car. And we wanted to like vibe with the music or like we wanted to talk and laugh. Like I don't want to sit there. And we listened to a podcast about aliens for, I don't know, 2 hours.
We listened to a Joe Rogan podcast. And as I like to say, we are too pretty to know who Joe Rogan is.
Have you been seeing those memes that are like Joe Rogan for like president? It's 2025. Joe Rogan's president. Everything is fine.
People have said that we're the Joe Rogan of giggles, the giggle podcast of Joe Rogan. Anyway, long story short,
we're the Joe Rogan of idiots.
We're the Joe Rogan of can't form sentences but have a podcast. Yeah. Also, we are all about aliens. Like I'm all about.
Yeah, no, for
we
sure.
We love an alien moment. However. This was a guy talking about a guy who heard a guy talk about aliens. And like, yeah. It got to the point where, you know, when like you're looking at your friend, you're like, what the fuck's going on? But like, I can't mm-hmm. say anything because it's your relationship. Right. Like, I'm going to have to start mm-hmm. a fight with your boyfriend unless right. it's on a television show. Anyway, so. So finally you go, who gives a fuck about this dude, Brad? Brad might have saw an alien. Talk to Brad. Like you literally were just like snap, like out of nowhere. Like you just were like, why are we listening to this? And he's like, is this not interesting? And you were like, I want the last 2 hours of my life back.
I almost felt like I could feel Hannah silently hyping me up from the back, like, you fucking tell him.
Put on Z100.
97.1, please.
Do you know what it felt like? It felt like you're in the car with your like brother or sister and your dad's mad at you and you have to listen to the news.
I'm so sorry. My friend's having a boy crisis and literally it was I can't deal
oh my
with it
God.
Right now.
Can you tell me what it is? Because I have a friend who just called me about a boy crisis too that I'm about to tell you about.
She just like kind of realized that she loves her best friend.
Wait, that's actually hilarious because every day you've been doing the same thing and then one day you like trick your mind and you're like, wait, no, I have to think about this totally differently.
Yeah, so she's like going through it right now. So anywho,
did you tell him?
Yeah,
what did he say? Was she sober?
He feels the same, but like it's just it's complicated.
It's wild.
It's wait, wild. I love relationships are wild, especially when like you like a friend. It gets dicey.
I mean, we both get it. Though I've actually never had success dating a guy who was a friend first because if I'm not attracted to you immediately, it's not going to work.
Me neither. I like to know as little about you as possible and I like to keep it that way. End of story.
I actually was giving advice to a girl who, her name's Kelsey Cook. She's a great comedian. She was just on mm-hmm. Burning in Hell and she got married at 22. By the way, she's gorgeous, funny, everything. Got married mm-hmm. at 22 at an open mic. I mean, she met the guy in open mic. Then just got divorced at 31 a week before quarantine. She literally has never even seen dating apps. Like she's like an actual alien entering the dating scene. And she was like, do you have any advice for me? Like at the end of the pod. And I was like, look, you are beautiful, smart, funny. Right now you feel lonely, but
do they have kids?
No. I was like, do not fall for the first charming guy who wants to date you. Just like, you know how sometimes you're just like, you just like that they like you. Can we? That is a real fucking thing. I just have to say, I fucking loved that Luke bothered me all the time. Like,
yeah,
Han is in love with him. No, I like the attention when I was fucking bored.
Oh, it's such two opposite ends of the spectrum, because like I love a guy who wants nothing to do with me. You yeah. know, like I love that.
Yeah.
But then there's something else where like if someone's obsessed with you, mm-hmm. but like plays it off kind of in a cool way, but like you know they really like you, the attention is
just... When I
just...
know a guy loves my mind, like when I know a guy just like loves conversation with me, like sex is cool because like... 8 minutes of fire, whatever, but like when a guy mm-hmm. likes your mind for 3 hours, like that's hot.
Yeah, when he like can sit there and laugh at you, like there's this one guy that like if I post anything, he's like in my DMs like, you're so fucking cute, I'm not even listening to what you're saying, but you're so fucking cute. And I'm like, keep it coming, I need that attention in my life, and like I need more of it.
But then it's when the attention becomes like,
it's a fine line from when you then get the ick,
toxic, or you actually like understand who they are, that things can change. That's what I was just trying to tell her. Like the first guy who gives you, I was like, just some girls don't realize that like you can pull so many dudes.
Yeah,
like it doesn't matter other people telling you that certain people are the best you can ever get, it doesn't matter.
You also never end up with the rebound.
No. And I just feel like it's the girls who always settle.
I feel like I've come this far, why settle now? Let's just keep it going, you know.
And, oh, she also says something inspiring, which is, like, people who are single, I think they could get really sad because they feel like, so literally no one loves me. Like, no one wants to be with me, when that's literally not it, Paige, at all.
No,
you know
at
that.
All.
It's literally you're deciding you don't want to be with anyone right now.
There are so many nice guys who would literally date me tomorrow, and I'm like, ew, get out of here. I want the guy who literally... has been ghosting me for a year. Like, you know, how are you not understanding that? That the guy who doesn't give a shit about me is who I want to date.
But you know what's the fucking hottest, though? When a guy who just sees you and straight up, like, yeah, I like you. And not in a corny yeah. way, just like, yeah, I know you're it. And and I've been around and you're it. That's the hot shit.
When there's a guy that's like, who knows you,
and then you try to play games, and then you try to play games and fuck with them, and they're like,
so
okay,
crazy.
Do you want to play games, or can we just like not?
Can we just?
And you're
do
just
this?
Like, now that is like next level. That is Mario Kart Gold.
Also, tell your friend this. There's also like, there's guys who have liked you from like day one and mm-hmm. have watched you be in relationships, and mm-hmm. then like when you're single, the amount of people that come out of the woodwork that are like, mm-hmm. I've just been waiting for you to like be single and give me a chance, and you're like, I didn't even know you knew my
name.
Like,
bitch,
you know,
I've broken up with my boyfriend 6 months ago.
Why didn't you tell me that when I was like two pints of ice cream deep, wondering what the fuck was going on.
So, speaking of friends and love, I have a wild story for you.
Yeah, tell.
So, my friend texts me, is like, I need to talk to you ASAP. And she's not a friend that I talk to, like, every single day. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, what kind of crazy shit is happening? So, she basically goes, I just found out the guy I've been dating since September has a whole relationship with another girl in Miami. First of all, I'm like, why do my friends always think that I'm the one they need to talk to about this crazy shit? I'm like, I am living a retired life right now.
You're a good sounding board, and you give like funny quips back. You're like, well, is she pretty?
And I will get heated with you. Yeah. I will get heated with you. So she basically tells me, and this is why it's interesting. She texted me.
That was a crazy sound that you just made.
I just full on did a, what is it called? What is that?
Beatboxing?
Beatboxing.
I thought you were saying like the vowels, like A-E-I-O-U. I was like, what's going on?
It kind of felt good, to be honest.
Okay, good.
Also, real quick, I got stuck on Clubhouse accidentally.
Dude, can we talk about that? Because I actually don't know what it is. And I feel like such a millennial.
I got a notification that like Vinny from Jersey Shore was on doing like something about reality TV with Kristen Doty and like Girl with No Job. And Mike's the situation. So I just pressed it. And it's basically like you're listening to someone's group phone call. And then,
no
like,
way.
And then then you see all the people in attendance, and the people can like click on someone to go in. So they're talking about reality people. And Steve from Summer House was on it too. But he was with me in the crowd. We were just watching. And then Claudia Austri must have seen me and pressed me to recommend me to be part of the... And I literally freaked out and just X'd out. And then I was like, no. I just didn't know. Like, it was like 11 o'clock. And like, I just didn't want to get involved in that.
You know, no, like, I'd freak out. If you don't want to talk, can you say like, I'm not talking?
You can say no.
I don't really get what it is. So it's just like you can go on and you can listen to people's conversations and then they can pick you if they want you to like chime in.
Yes. But it's like mostly like your list. It's basically like a panel. It's basically a panel.
Okay.
So it's like a virtual panel. And then you could put people into the panel and stuff.
But you can't see anyone.
No.
You're just hearing
people's faces. It's interesting. Like part of me is like, I do podcasts all day. Like, I don't know if I, but it's interesting to be in like a group talk of a lot of people. They were talking about being on reality TV. So it was like interesting for a second.
The last thing I want to be is on a phone call that I can't fucking hang up from, you know?
That's exactly what I said. Like, watch, we're on Clubhouse like in 2 weeks. However, right now, I hate phone calls more than anything.
My brother makes fun of me all the time because like to get off the phone, I will literally use any excuse. I'm like, oh, I'm coughing a lot, I gotta go. He's like, what? I'm like, sorry, I have to like shut the refrigerator, bye.
The amount of times I've been in public being like, hey, I'm getting into an elevator, and I'm just walking down the street.
The elevator one is so good. I always use. I'm like, oh, my mom keeps calling me, let me see what she wants, I gotta go.
Oh my god, I have to eat dinner. And they're like, it's breakfast. And I'm like, okay, I gotta go. So this girl texts me, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
She had texted me in September. Yeah. And she basically is like, hey, I'm talking to this guy. He's like a comic. Do you know him? And I was like, no. But like in the comedy world, it's known. Overall, the rule is don't date comedians. That's just the rule. But like
comedians dating comedians, or just like in general?
In general, don't date comedians. And if you're a comedian, also don't date comedians.
Got it. So you and Des are going strong, or what's happening?
We are like against the rule.
Got it. You're the exception
to the rule. Like, I do not recommend it. But there's also certain kinds of comics. Like, there's the comic you'll meet who never turns off. Like, he's off stage and he still has to be the funniest one in like three friends when you're just like having coffee and it's like nonstop clown.
You're like, hey, it's 7 a.m. Pack like, it in.
Like, you're like, do I have to laugh every fucking 3 seconds to make you feel like your dick is big? And then there's the kind of people who get immediately depressed when they go off stage. So off stage, they're just like in their head, and they're just like, yeah, you know, life is just so fucked up, you know, like,
no way. Just trying
to make people laugh. So they're like the darkest, because you have to just constantly be reflecting on your own life to be a comic, to like come up with shit.
Right.
They're tough. So I basically was like, don't recommend dating a comic, especially not one that's like, that I don't know.
Right.
And she was just like, yeah, whatever, he's hot.
How'd they meet?
Good question. Oh, you guys, this story is fucking wild. Wild, wild, wild. Random, do you know this guy? She probably met him on like Hinge or something.
Okay.
So then she just goes, hey, I need your help. Like, let me know when you have a chance. That's like, I get scared with those texts. I'm like, oh God. But basically she goes, I found out he's literally living a double life. She said that in December. Like, they were hooking up, and then in December, he told her to stop going on dating apps.
No way. So he was like, I want to be exclusive with you.
So she finds out because someone saw on his page that she had hid, like, him reposting a Valentine's Day thing with the girl in Miami.
Dude, you can't get away with anything anymore. I don't understand why people are so stupid. Like, if you're posting something on Valentine's Day, someone's going to see it.
And then you look into it, and she'd been, like, posting about him for a while. So then... But this is the fucked up thing, and this is where gaslighting really gets into it. So this girl basically messages the girl. I think she messaged him too, but she messaged the girl and was like, by the way, I just want to let you know that like I've been dating this guy like since September casually.
Yeah.
And like in December, like whatever. And basically the guy calls her and she like sent a bunch of photos, including a dick pic that he sent her. So then he calls her and he clearly has the girl with him and goes, stop photoshopping me into your photos. You're crazy. We had sex once and then we just became friends. We're just friends. And I'm like, okay, now I'm feeling triggered. I'm feeling triggered in this moment. And just like, leave us alone. You're a psychopath. You're crazy. And like in that moment, I was just like, why is this still happening to people?
Sorry, I had to yawn. Not because of that story, just because like it's my nap time. Here's the crazy thing. The fact that everyone from New York is now moving to Miami, it's like,
what is the thing with it?
It's a danger zone. Miami is not real life. Like,
yeah,
anyone who can live in Miami full time, I think, is a sociopath, because all you do is go out.
It's a lot of partying. It's just tons.
It's a lot of partying.
Okay.
It's like such a night scene. Mm-hmm. Florida doesn't give a fuck about COVID. Like, they don't care. Everyone's at the beach. Everyone's drinking. Like, it's a party. It's fun. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I fucking love Miami.
But like, moving there is next level.
Moving there is aggressive. Moving there is next level aggressive, I think. Also, with like people being, you know, living in both places, like, yeah, you could totally live a double life. But here's the other thing. It's 2021. If girls weren't finding everything out 5 years ago, how do you think we're not finding everything out right now? Like, obviously someone is going to see this dude's story and be like, hey, I think your man has an actual girlfriend that he's posting on Valentine's Day. Like, how dumb could this guy be? Also, how dumb is this girlfriend that like your friend is like texting her like, hey, like this is happening, and the girl's just like not believing it?
So I think at the end of the day, I think he called and was like, you won, you got what you wanted. But it was actually a very interesting conversation, because she was like, Hannah, like, part of me wants to ruin him and I want to know how, but then part of me also is like just like so distraught. And I was like, because you're not in it, it's so easy to think clearly. And I was like, look,
yeah,
you said what you said, and now like every second you stay in that toxic shit, like, you need to now start working on your trust issues ASAP. Like, you just now, the only way to really heal from dealing with these toxic relationships is like getting your mental health together and then having a kind, great man that comes after.
I just think like the best revenge is literally silence.
Yeah.
And curtain bangs.
Paige, if you're seeing a guy for 7 months and you find out he's, when he goes to Miami, he's been legit dating a girl, you'd be silent?
Fuck no. That's just the advice I give to normal people.
What would you actually do?
Find an arsonist. Hire him. No. I don't know what I would actually do. I would freak out and then, like, say everything I needed to say to him and then absolutely go silent. And also, like, who has the time to have two girlfriends? Oh my God. It's so hard even like juggling a roster. Like, and I'm not dating any of them, you know? And it's like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm hanging out with number three on Thursday. Like, I already committed. I don't know what you want me to do.
I heard that there are men who legit have like second families. Like, once there was a guy who full on lived his whole life with two families, and just one random day he was walking with one of his kids and the other kid in the city like saw him and was like, dad, and the kid was like, dad?
No way.
And that's how he got found.
I mean, there's no way you're not getting caught.
But also, like, at what point, how little do you bring to the relationship that you could literally half-ass two relationships? Like, are you but it's true. It's hard enough to get one person that you could be, like, charming and witty around. Like,
right.
It's also, like, it's why exhausting. Do you need that kind of affection from so many people?
It's exhausting. I love, like, clearing my bench and like not talking to as many, like, everyone thinks like, oh my God, yeah, you can like talk to so many people, it's so fun. It's exhausting. I hung out with a guy recently, and my friend said this, and it like resonated so much with me, and I hung out with him for science.
please explain
because I had hung out with him one time and I was like, I think I like this guy, and then something happened and I was just like, you know what? I actually don't think I like him. Like, and then I was like, oh, but do I? Like, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm being like crazy and he's actually really nice. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to hang out with him one more time for science. Mm-hmm. And I had a hypothesis. And you want to know what? I feel like I'm Darwin, because I realized my hypothesis was true and I do not like him. And I needed to hang out with him that one more time to prove my scientific abilities.
No, I like that, because if you're if you're on like not 100% sure, you could do stupid shit and go back to people. But if you like triple check that you do not like the guy, you need to know that when you're drunk, you know red flags of like who you're not going
to
hit up.
I had to put myself in like three different situations with him to really pinpoint that I didn't like
you
him.
You just changed one variable at a time, though.
One variable. Sometimes there were people. Sometimes we were by ourselves. One X variable.
Ooh, that's wild. Do you ever have guys that you like love alone, hate being out in public with, or guys you love being out in public with and then you're alone with them and you're like, oh
dude, it's so sad when you hate being out in public with one of them, you know, because I'm just like, oh, but I love you so much when we're like alone, but like in no situation are we going to a party together.
Well, see, that would sometimes be they vibe weird with other guys, like to you they're great, and then you see them with other guys and you're like, wait,
what's worse? I've had both where like I love hanging out with a guy by myself, but I don't like being out with him. And then there's guys that like I love in group settings and being at a party, but I hate being by myself with them.
That's way fucking worse.
That's worse. Yeah.
Because like when you're out in public, like you could have fun with so many people. It's the person that when you're alone, you find comfort with, and like you want to feel that even though you're out with them, like you make eye contact and it's like you guys are the only one in the place.
Right.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Hey, gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover, and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless, and they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago, and we're absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly.
Finally, now that we've figured out science, we're going to figure out something else that's even more complicated. And that's called pooping at a guy's house. Are you good at it? Because I'm very good at it.
Here's the thing. I'm not. And I think I've given myself intestine problems.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Everyone's like, hold in your farts. You can't. No.
No. You can't. No. It's so. Okay. So here's what happened to me. I went to this guy's house, okay, and I was spending the night, and there was a snowstorm, and he was like, oh my God, just like stay for the snowstorm. It'll be so fun. We'll like bake cookies, and he was being so cute about it, and I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, do I have like all the stuff I would need? Like, I have makeup, I have deodorant, I have a toothbrush, like, cool. Okay, yes, I can stay. So I stay that first night. It's gorgeous, beautiful. We love it. I wake up the next morning. I'm fine. I'm like, I'm going to skip the coffee this morning because things could go awry.
Oh, I hate when you're in the process of dating where you literally can't eat or drink things that you love.
Can't eat or drink. I'm in the process. I'm in the stage with this human where, like, can't be myself. You know, it's just haven't been myself yet. And so I'm going through the day and I'm fine. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be fine. Then he wants to like do this workout together because he has like the mirror workout thing. Uh-huh. And I actually, for the first time in my life, was like, yeah, I actually do want to try this. So I'm in the middle of the workout and I'm like, ooh, this is going to be dicey. So I'm like, okay, obviously I have to shower after the workout. So I'm like, amazing. I'll go in the shower. I'll turn the shower on.
It's a laxative. Running's a laxative.
I couldn't figure out the shower. I'm freaking out because the shower is so cold and I'm like, okay, I can't poop and then call him in and be like, can you fix the shower? And now I've already been in here for 20 minutes. So he probably already thinks that I'm pooping. So I'm trying to fix the shower. So then I'm literally standing in a towel. I open the door and I'm like, hey, I can't figure out the shower. And he's like, I knew it. You were like acting so confident. And I was like, I wasn't acting confident. I was telling you to get out.
That was pre-poop. So you haven't pooped yet.
No. So
okay,
I
good. Thank God.
So I shower. I get out of the shower. Now I can't go. Now I literally can't go because I'm so anxious.
Oh my God.
I have to go a whole other night. My stomach is so bloated. I'm in so much pain, okay?
This is what's wrong with our society. This is fucked up because he's probably been farting the whole fucking time.
The whole time. And I'm like, oh my God, if he farts... if he farts in front of you, that means he's just like so relaxed with you. No, like fuck off.
Well, this is the thing. It's hard if you get anxious and like then you can't go. That's not your fault.
Then
you
know? I couldn't go. And we're in the middle of a snowstorm. So I can't be like, oh, I'm going to run to Starbucks, which used to be like my move. Like, yeah. Oh, I'll just like run here.
Yeah.
I wake up that next morning. Hannah, I book it out of there at 8 a.m. I'm about to explode. I couldn't handle it. I was like, oh my God, I gotta go. I forgot I have like a call. Like, I gotta run.
But do you know what's crazy? Once you have your first poop that he catches you in, you're like, oh wait, that wasn't that bad.
So then after, we were like on the phone like a couple days later, and he was like, you know what's crazy? And I was like, what? And he was like, that girls just like don't poop. And I was like, started laughing, and he was like, you went 2 full days, you sociopath, without pooping.
The fact that he knew you didn't poop, though, I don't love that he's aware of your poop cycle, though. No,
I think he knew that I was so anxious about it, and he was like, why didn't you just say, like, you had to go to the bathroom? I was like, I couldn't. And then it brought us to another level, because he was like, okay, you're disgusting, but, like, just go.
Once you get to the poop thing, it becomes intimate. And as Taylor Strecker once said, guys will love your natural smells because they fall in love with your pheromones. I don't recommend farting in their face. However, it's not the end of the world. I personally, like, have IBS, I think. It's undiagnosed, but... Or I just eat cheese, and I'm lactose intolerant, and I eat hordes of cheese. But, like, I'm gassy, but, like, not even the fun gassy, like, like a hot fart.
Is there, Hannah, is there a fun gassy?
No, like, fun gassy is when you could, like, make noise with it. Like, mine is, like, silent, and, like, you can't even blame the dog. Like, that's how bad it is. It's, I've like, never, I killed the dog.
I've never once in my entire life ever farted in front of a boyfriend, ever.
I can't tell you the amount of times I farted on British Dave's face when he was going down on me. Like, I farted in every situation. I am the professional farter, but, like, I don't even want to. I just can't. Like, I can't hold it in. But anyway, yeah, my thing with pooping, it's very strategic. What I would do is, like, you go in and do the flush move where, like, you flush while you do it. You turn the water on while you do it. People say lighting a match is good.
Since then, I have gone to the bathroom at his apartment. He doesn't know that, obviously. Yeah. But the next time I went into his bathroom, like a couple days later, he had a Febreze thing, like sitting on the thing and like wipes. And like no one said anything about it. And I was like, oh my God. Was that to make me feel more comfortable?
I actually had an ex who was like so obsessed with his pooping. Like he had a squatty potty, which, by the way, kind of liked.
Oh, wait. I actually really fuck with those.
Yeah, I fuck with those. Then the wet wipes. He couldn't, like, if we went to a hotel, he had to bring his wet wipes. Like, it was a whole thing with his...
That's a little intense that you have to, like, bring them with you. But I judge guys very... like so much on their bathroom. And I actually told this guy that too. I was like, I went through your entire bathroom like the second time I met you. If you don't have like wet wipes and Q-tips, if you don't have Q-tips, I don't think
it's like how
you.
Do you orgasm?
Like, are you, do you even have a bank account if you don't have Q-tips? And I like to look and see like what brand shampoo they use, what face wash, what their skin regimen is.
Anywhere I go, I check the bathroom. Like, if you go to a restaurant and you check the bathroom and it's prime time, you're like, this place is great. If you go in the bathroom and shit, you're like, there are rats in the food. There are rats in the food. We have to go. They're like, this is a 5-star restaurant. No, it's not. I've seen the bathroom. Get out. We need to go.
No, I'm telling
you. Grab the bread. Let's go.
Their toilet paper is not in an origami. We got to get out of here. We have to leave.
The toilet paper is actually upside down. Yeah. And I want a, I don't want a sink. I want a bowl sink. There's no bowl sink. So I can't do it.
If you walk into a bathroom, a public bathroom, and it's a bowl sink, you're like, shit, this place is fancy. Okay. Okay.
No, but guys are the worst with their bathrooms. Also, have you ever shaved your vagina with a guy's razor when you're in his shower?
Yeah, every single time.
every single time. And you're like, damn, this razor's kind of good. And then you see him shaving his face the next day and you're like,
you're like, aw, that's fine. Also, when I was younger and I used to go, I've always gone through people's bathrooms. I don't know why. People need to talk about it more because everyone's doing it. When I was younger and I would go to a guy's and they'd have like girl stuff in it, I used to be like, oh my God, like, I can't believe, like, he's, like, talking to another girl and she's, like, leaving her shit there. Now, if I go into a guy's place and they have like face wash and makeup remover, I'm like, thank fucking God. I want to personally text this girl.
Okay, that is next level player. Makeup remover?
No, I think it's like girls leave it. Yeah. And I'm just like so thankful for that girl before me. You know, it's like girls helping girls, because I'm going to leave stuff. You know, I'll leave a face moisturizer for the next girl, you know, because I'm a girl's girl.
Women supporting women.
Yeah. Women supporting
like, women. Leave a hair tie. Leave a couple hair ties lying around. I love when bobby I find pin. A random hair tie.
I love it. I love it.
Also, if men are listening, at least just get a conditioner, because that doesn't make you look like a hoe. Like, just get conditioner, because when I go in and I fucking shampoo and then I realize, or there's the 2-in-1 bullshit. No, that shit is not 2-in-1. That shit is one.
This guy had shampoo, conditioner, and a body wash. And I was like, nice. Yeah. So,
and that is why the patriarchy still exists, because we're out here buying $60 face wash and they have a 3-in-1 bullshit, and it's like
oh, he's strength. So hot. Imagine if guys judged us on our bathrooms, like we're saying, like, because he has one single body wash, a shampoo, and a conditioner, just like basic necessities, we're like, he's amazing. I have 47 different shampoos in there for like different scents. I was about to say,
like, someone look in, like, what is a serum and why do you have 40 of them? It looks like you're doing like a chemistry experiment on your face every fucking night.
If any guy came and slept at my apartment and like showered here, it would be a fucking spa for him.
Actually, I had an ex who was so fucking annoying. His bathroom was full of like half-filled shampoo bottles. And when I say full, I mean like at least 9 half-full shampoo bottles. And I was like, guys, we gotta throw some of this away. And like, it was like his past of like all his fucking baggage, like ex-girlfriend's shampoo. Like, they just never threw away the fucking shampoo bottles. But I'm also not that bitch to start cleaning anyone unless I'm wifey. So like, I'm not cleaning your fucking bathroom.
So I was at this guy's house the other day and I just cleaned his kitchen.
You like him.
He goes, oh my God, why did you do that? You didn't have to do that. And I was like, I don't know. And I sat down and I said, I don't know why I did that.
It's the fucking weirdest thing. Like, I am Mrs. I don't cook, I don't clean, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make a scene. But
did you just make that up?
No, that's Cardi B. That's from the WAP song. I don't cook, I don't clean, but I'm going to tell you. I just
literally thought you wrote that line.
No, actually, I'm going to tell you how I got this ring. But I changed it to, but I'm going to show you how I make a scene. Turns out when you like a guy, you start getting these weird just like maternal instincts where you're just like, I need to clean things and I'm going to cook for him. Turns out you don't have to do shit except cook for a guy. And he like falls in love with you next level. And that's the most anti-feminist shit I've ever said in my life. The feminist is leaving my body right now. But there is something maybe just like we were the gatherers and they were the hunters, where like when you make something for them and you give it to them, it's like a gift that
I had like a full come to Jesus moment when I caught myself like literally on my hands and knees like wiping the floor of the kitchen. I was like, are you okay? Like, I got up, I was like, I think I have to go home and like not text you for a couple days, because this is disgusting.
Oh my God. No, I've like started doing like wifey things, and it's so weird because it's not me, but it means you care about someone.
Ugh, disgusting. Let's move on.
Like, I would make a dude a sandwich if I really liked him. Anyway, let's do front page news.
Let's talk Kim and Kanye's divorce, because she filed her divorce papers today. I mean, we all knew about it, obviously. Yeah.
I love how they're so good at taking a story and making it like relevant again when it's like, it happened. We're done.
I just think she looks so good though. Like, I just feel like she's getting so back to her roots with her outfits.
But do you remember did this like whole post on Instagram being like, I just realized that I'm a mom, so I'm not going to post like things that I don't want my kids to see. Do you remember when she did that?
I do remember that.
Like, she forgot about it.
And we were like, Kim, we're here for your ass. Now post it.
Okay? But also the way her fashion has just changed like so much makes me happy for her. Because it might be cool to wear tan all the time and have a completely tan face and tan lips and tan everything. But it's like nice that she's getting back to, like her own voice and her own self. Like, it's.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm also just really excited to see like dating rumors about her, because it's just fun. It's exciting. Yeah. Also, okay, we'll go right into Travis and Courtney, who I am low-key obsessed with as a couple.
Well, I like the way they're promoting their... You know how couples could be really fucking annoying? It's also interesting how every couple is different on social media.
Every couple has a different aesthetic. Yes,
their aesthetic is like, we're not going to be annoying, but we'll let you guys know like we're happy.
I saw a meme the other day, and it was like... This guy makes me kind of happy. Might fuck around and only post his like left hand. And I just related to it so much because I was like, I like you, but not enough to post you. Show me your finger.
I want to do a Giggly Squad poll of how many girls have posted a photo of two glasses of wine in their living room when it's just them.
A lot. And I am one of them.
But yeah, it's so interesting when you get a guy, because at first you're like, I'm going to keep this private. This is just about me.
This is just
and then
us.
Something comes over you and you're like, the whole world needs to know that I'm dating this amazing man. But then you're like, oh, wait, he doesn't want to pose for all my Instagram photos. Like, guys who actually pose for all the Instagram content.
No, I don't want it.
Who
I also
them?
Like, I don't want someone who's constantly posting me. I want them to post me like sporadically in like a funny situation. But I don't want to post a story like of a guy and it be like so intentional. Like, this is the guy I'm seeing. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I just want it to be normal.
But then it's all.
And also, I can't have like my other boyfriends get mad, you know?
100%. It's very complicated. God forbid. Then their assistant finds it and then they know all your families and
it's
you're
too
fucked.
Much. It's like, what, how many guys' houses can I poop at, you know? It's too much.
You're in his DMs. My poop is in his toilet. So, okay. I heard that, quick front page news from me.
Okay.
That our favorite couple, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly wears Megan Fox's blood around his neck. What do you think about this?
I think it's disgusting. I also, it makes me queasy. It just freaks me out. This isn't the first time that like a couple has done this. I don't know if you remember in the 90s. Yeah, Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton used to do that.
I was actually talking to Portia Williams, my other friend. No big deal. She's no big deal. About this. And she goes, okay, so however, Angelina Jolie gave a vial.
Yeah.
And then he only got a drop of Megan Fox's. I think it looks like a weird like murder case that's happening. However, part of me was like, why doesn't my boyfriend wear my blood on his neck?
Here's the thing. I realize that listening back to our podcast, all I say is, here's the thing, and 100%. And I like that about me. And those are my two, like, quirks. Imagine if Dez just walked in and was like, hey, Hannah, can you cut your finger open and just drip it into this vial?
I'm so happy you brought that up. I think they have some fucking crazy sex. And like, there's some kind of shit. This is alleged. I think there's some. I think my shit is too vanilla. I like a light choke. I think they are legit. Like, there's some shit going on with blood, because blood doesn't just come out of nowhere.
I don't love that. There's nothing about that turns me on.
I have a question. Portia then said, we were talking about it. She goes, it's like the mafia when they would put blood in the spaghetti.
Pardon?
I said, what? She goes, yeah, that's why you don't go to the wife's house if you've been cheating on her, because she made spaghetti. She'll have blood in it. And I turned to my mom. I go, is that a thing? And my mom was like, I don't think so.
I mean, never one time ever in my life heard that.
We're in the mafia. So I haven't heard that in my mafia.
Heard that in my mafia.
My mafia group chats have been, I mean, about fishes.
Unless like we're the people that like are eating the bloody pasta. Like, I don't know. There's people that are like, out to get
us. I was like, Portia, is this what you think of Italian people? She goes, marinara, it's blood, it's not tomato.
Oh, that's disgusting. Also, I had another thought about it that was like really, it like made me feel icky, and I didn't say it out loud to anyone, but I will say it to you and all the gigglers.
Yeah.
Another part of me thought that like, what if like the blood was like her period blood?
That crossed.
Did everyone
mind.
Think it, but no one said it?
Okay, no one cool. said it because I was trying to be appropriate, but here we are.
Well, because that was like one of my first thoughts. I was like, how is she get? Where is she bleeding? That he's just like getting blood from her. Like,
okay, would you rather have a guy have your blood in a necklace on him? I don't like any guys with like statement necklaces, but anyway, or your name tattooed on his chest. Oh. I don't mind a name tattoo, but the chest for sure is a no.
Here's the thing.
I wouldn't mind a guy just getting like H somewhere, like just like a little H.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. If I'm picking between that and blood around your neck, I'm going tattoo. Blood is crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
What if it was like, he was like, give me your tooth. I'm the tooth fairy. I'm your tooth fairy, bitch.
What if he was like, I'm going to cut a piece of your hair and like wear it in a locket?
What if he is Army Hammer pretending to be Machine Gun Kelly?
It's just, the guys are getting weirder and weirder as we're getting older. There's something going on with the guys, and we need to check on them.
The next relationship we have to talk about, which is getting back into Bravo, which we just need to discuss because we haven't heard each other's opinions on this yet.
I can't wait.
Well, Teresa has a new boyfriend first, and then let's discuss Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah, we'll go into our binging. Everyone's saying that he's a Scientologist.
People are worried about him for Trey because people said that she's suddenly starting this business. And look, I'm an opportunist. I love a business.
Same.
We love money. However,
of course.
I don't know if I... At first, I was like, shit, I don't like a guy like getting in with her, realizing she has all this potential and money and eyes on her, starts this business with her. But then part of me is like, if you're madly in love with someone, it could be fun to start a business with them. But then part of me is like, if you're really in love with someone, don't you know that starting a business is probably the worst thing you could possibly do?
All my exact thoughts.
Okay, because I went on a journey with that, and I'm glad that you went with me.
Ditto. I concur. All of those thoughts ran through my brain.
If within a year a guy wants to start a business with me, you have to break up with him. Like, no. Next thing you know, you have to fucking sign a prenup he needs to sign a prenup for you.
The only way I would start a business with a man is, one, if we were engaged or like married, mm-hmm. and it was clear that there was lawyers involved and this was a 50-50 split. And if anything were to go awry, we walk away mutually with 50-50. Like,
the only way I would ever get into business with a guy is if like Des and I got our own talk show that like we could get fired from. Like, it's not my entrepreneur thing with him.
Yeah, I think it's really messy. Also, like, I don't know any guy that would be like, hey, what's that front page news stuff you do? It's like, I want to come in on it. I'd be like, no.
No, but what guy's like, let's start a like female leggings line?
Yeah. Unless he's like financially backing some of it. I don't know. Yeah. Then it's like, okay, so like he's giving me the money to do it. I don't know.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers,
47,000 healthcare professionals and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/gigglysquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/gigglysquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/gigglysquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
But the world is divided right now. There's Team Jackie and Team Teresa. We haven't talked about it at all.
Oh my God, this is, okay, okay, wait, let's do this in like a fun way. Okay. On the count of three, you will say whose side you are on between Jackie or Teresa. One, two, three. Teresa. So much to talk about. Okay.
Oh, okay. So
let's do this in, okay, let's.
Debate format, debate format, debate team. We both weren't on the debate team, but how would it go? Please state your reasoning.
Okay, I'd first like to say that I appreciate everyone involved. I love the Real Housewives of New Jersey. They are my favorite housewife franchise. I fuck with all of them heavy. Mm-hmm. I am and will forever be a Teresa Giudice stan. I don't care if she's wrong. She can be so wrong in fights. I can know that she's wrong. And I will never, ever not take her side. I think her going around Jackie's husband's party and saying that he cheats on her was horrible. I don't think she should have done that. But here's the thing. She's on a reality TV show. Jackie signed up for the reality TV show. Mm-hmm. Jackie's husband signed up for the reality TV show. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some rumors about your relationship. It's inevitable. You are adults on a TV show.
That is a good point.
Jackie would have won that fight and been like, that's fucked up of you to say about my relationship. But Jackie lost this fight immediately when she brought a child into it. And I don't care if Gia's like an adult and however old she is. Mm-hmm. She's still a kid on the show, and she didn't sign up for the show. So the moment Jackie said anything about Gia, it didn't matter that Teresa said something about her marriage, because you just don't go for a kid.
It's what happened is basically like
and I get what Jackie was saying. Jackie was making an analogy. She's making an analogy like, what if I said this about your
daughter? But this is the thing, like, if you signed up for this TV show,
mm-hmm.
and I joke, like, I feel like it's part of becoming a housewife that someone spreads a rumor that your husband cheats on you or your boyfriend cheats on you. But if someone did that to you and it's so false, like, and you feel so angry, like, I almost understand, like, I can empathize that in the moment she just said the worst thing she could possibly
I can see that too. I can see
But after hearing what you said, I do kind of agree with you in that Gia is not, it's a very low blow. However, like, I feel like Trey kind of put herself in a vulnerable position that, like, you came for her family.
Yeah.
So, like, she's going to come for your family back.
I feel like if someone came up to me and was like, your husband's cheating on you, and, like, it was so untrue, I'd be like, okay, like, good, take him away. I'm so sick of him. Like, if you know it's so untrue.
Also, like, fighting tactics. Some people's fighting tactics is to, like, go harder. Where, like, I think me and you, our fighting tactics are to be like, okay, or, like, I cry, you know?
Yeah, it's either, like, I'm going to make you look like an idiot, or I'm going to,
like,
cry.
I'm not going to come up with, it's not, like, an eye for an eye. I'm just going to, like, say some sarcastic things to piss you off or something, like, that seems like it's not that bad, but then you'll be at home and you'll be like, what does she mean by that?
Wow, this is the first time we've ever, like, disagreed, but we did that in a really civil and, like, adult way. We saw both sides.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, part of me was like, Trey, she got you, but then part of me was like, damn, that was fucked up. Damn. And it just, I hate seeing, like, Jackie get all this hate when it's like, she didn't start it.
I mean, I get what she was saying with the analogy. Like, look, I could say something about someone in your family and it would be so damaging. Yeah. But if she said, I heard Joe, like, does a ton of coke, it'd be like,
I heard Joe cheated on you. She'd be like, yeah. Yeah. I think she had to do is be like, look, I know that you're going through stuff in your own life, but like I'm here for you and I will talk it through, but like, you trying to bring other people down around you is not a way to go about it.
Yeah,
done. That's then, how, like, I would have
also
played it.
I think it was kind of like Jackie in the beginning being like, I'm a lawyer, so like, I'm smart. I love Teresa's response, like, okay, well, you're still on a reality TV show like the rest of us and no one else is a lawyer, so like, are you really doing better? But like, her being a lawyer, she should be way better at fighting. Like, her saying that thing about Gia was stupid. Like, and if you're a lawyer, obviously you're not a good one because you're horrible at fighting.
They are both so not on the same, like, planet. So when they're fighting, they're just not making sense. No. But
I just feel like I've also, like, grown up with Teresa.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like, I've watched her since I was, like,
well, people 10. Are very, like, oh, this woman, Jackie, was just, like, a fan of Teresa because there's, like, a photo of her, like, holding her kid, taking a photo with her, saying she studied the housewives or whatever. And it's, like, okay, everyone gets there in their own way. She's still a housewife. She's still bringing it. But Gia's Instagram is, like, full of people making fun of her and saying she does coke, and then people were like, see, Jackie, this is what you did. But at one point are you also like, can we stop cyberbullying
a kid too? Also, like, oh my god, she's 22, she did coke in college. Like,
well, people are also like, that could ruin, like, her getting a job, like, saying she does illegal drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
And but that, like, your husband, but like, saying your husband cheated, I feel like, is kind of worse than saying a 22-year-old girl did cocaine.
See,
I don't know.
I don't think so, because, like, because Gia's not even on the show. She, like, how the fuck did she get roped into this, and now Gia has to worry about people, like, wondering about her character?
No,
like,
Gia's name should not have been used.
Yeah, like, Gia's name should have never been brought up, like, okay, what's the worst that would happen to Jackie? She's gonna have to defend her family a little bit. Like, no, my husband doesn't cheat on me. Like, okay, but like, this girl has to. This girl's in college, and like,
Teresa looked so bad, and like, she didn't have to, like.
Yeah, this fight was a layup for Jackie, an absolute layup.
Yeah,
and she fucked it up.
It's so funny. We legit watch it like sports. We're like, oh, like Teresa made her bed and like, she had to lie in it.
Dude, we legitimately watch Housewives like the big game is on.
Yep. It's the game.
We're like, wow, did you see those stats last night? Jackie had one, Teresa had one, then boom, game over at the buzzer.
Oh my god, are you excited for Jersey overall?
I'm so excited. I was actually texting with Margaret the other day because I'm sorry, she looks stunning.
She does.
I had to I was like, you look absolutely stunning on the show. And she was like, oh my god, thank you so much, I love Summer House. I was like, I'm obsessed with you. But I'm so excited. And I actually really like Jennifer this year too.
Jennifer Aiden?
Yeah.
Oh, like you like her attitude?
Yeah, like I'm like I feel like
she had a wild reunion.
Yeah, she's crazy, but I feel like I'm gonna really fuck with her this season.
I'm interested to see what happens with Melissa Gorga and her husband, because they aren't they always just kind of like they're good normally, right?
They're always like good. Yeah, I love Joe when he's like talking about Antonia like dating. I just love their fam.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a good one, and I'm gonna do a lot of Jersey impressions. I can't wait for it.
I'm so
the
Marge, excited.
The Marge, guys. Oh my God, what's happening? What's happening?
Marge and Joe are just like also just like such couple goals.
What do I say? What do I say? What do I do? Oh my God, what do I say? Oh God, a child's what name was is involved. The thing? Yeah, she kept going. She kept saying something. I don't know what to do. Oh, jeez. Oh, stop it. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do. It was actually weird that she was there for that. And then she was just running around. Yeah, she was saying something. Fuck, I forgot.
And then I was actually watching it with my mom. They get bleeping out what Teresa's saying. My mom's like, well, what is she saying? They're bleeping it out. And I was like, she's calling her a cunt, mom. That's what she's doing. Okay? She also, was like, oh,
I didn't see that for Teresa. Okay, if you're British or Irish or whatever, cunt is just like a common thing that people like.
Yeah.
You're such a cunt. When Italians say the C word, it's like the worst word in the world.
They're saying it, you know?
Like, I've never even heard my Italian family say the C word. They say it's the C word.
I've never heard anyone say it either. I have been heated enough to say it.
Yeah, we know.
And it's horrible. I think it's bad. Unless I lived in... But then I'm like, basically European.
You feel like so I'm kind of just a British princess when I say it, so...
I identify as a British... Yeah.
It's just because British people say it, they say cunt, cunt. It sounds so nice. We're like, cunt.
Yeah, anyway, we say it like deep.
Yeah, it hurts. Well, anyway, I'm so excited. Summer House. Too. We got New Jersey. Atlanta's popping off, getting wild.
Yep. I have to catch up on Atlanta.
You guys, I love you so much. Thank you for giggling with us. We went a little over time.
This was so fun, yeah.
This was so much fun. And if you have any questions about curtain bangs, Paige is available.
I'm here for all your curtain bang needs. Thank you so much. Please DM me. Also, our new merch is coming out really, really soon. We just got this sample like phone cases, and we're so excited for you guys to see it. And of course, Summer House is on Thursday nights on Bravo at 9 p.m.
Fuck yes. Giggle with you guys later. Bye.